should not even perhaps to go into the real business of the day, which is the one that we postponed in the last meeting, based on our preparation to do our work. Just to give you one, two, three things that are confronting the committee. The first one is the meeting schedule for the 22nd, that is next week Wednesday. That meeting will not take place as many of the majority members of the committee will be attending the political party program outside Cape Town. Therefore, such meeting will not continue as such. The second issue is this, in line of obtaining a legal opinion on all these matters that we are dealing with. We seem to get the comment of the advocate, Mr. Bakwe, who is our legal person, giving us the constitutionality of the issues that we are dealing with. We are still, of course, waiting to get the comments of stakeholders in relation to proposals before us. But informally, the Portfolio Committee on Women and Women, Children, and People with Disabilities have indicated that they don't want to deal with the issue of they are not in support. However, we are waiting for the formal submission by the committee, which will then give us a go ahead. The subcommittee on rules, I must say, I was pleased yesterday to realize that they are considering to amend the rules with section 235A. So at least lay out, you know, procedures for us to consider things. But I should say to you that our fact sheet was, you know, giving them an better advice than they themselves. Therefore, I think the outcome of that amendment will then help us a lot. And we should applaud ourselves for producing the fact sheet in advance before they can even deliver it. It helps a lot. The issue of the support staff is still on our desk. We haven't yet finalized. We will call that the honorable members last week. I said we might end up losing Ms. Meso. The issue is still, you know, under discussion. We haven't yet get to the final position on the matter. The last but not least is the issue relating to setting down the proposal that we submitted to the figures of as to how far are they, where is the, you know, that particular document, so that we know whether they accept or not accept it. We should track down, you know, that document. There is one of your populate member here with the students at the University of Western Cape. He circulated a questionnaire that he pleaded with yourself to help him in, you know, filling it. It's just 1.5 pages. If you can, in your busy schedule, just fill it and send it back to him, I'm sure he will appreciate it. Thank you. Is there anything on the input that I was doing that you wanted to get to? No. Thank you very much. Can we then move to item 2, apologies. Thank you very much. I'm sure that he will be leaving us in the next 10, 15 minutes. So can we then proceed? So we do have a now. So can we then move to our continuity on the business that we left last time? But before you can even come, I thought I should bring this to our attention that since Honorable Delisle have resigned from Parliament, the rules then automatically disqualified us to continue on a proposal of a non-member because she's no longer a member. But what we have proposed here, we said, despite that reason of the rules, we have, you know, put some additional observations that we discussed in the last meeting, so that maybe the new incoming member should not come and reverse the process, so that with the argument to say, because the only reason forwarded was that she is no longer a member. I am a member. Can you then do the work? So we also flag on the presence why we did not even if it was going to be remain to be a member. There are some new reasons that we have highlighted on the proposal. We have circulated amongst ourselves. To help us not to redo one thing that we have already, you know, decided upon. Is there anything on the list specifically from what has been said? Agreed? Honorable Trey?
No, I'm not Honorable Trey. She's absent. Honorable Trey.
My apologies.
You're saying agreed. Do you mean we are agreed on the report before us? Yeah, but Chair, I'm just quickly reading through it. You will just promise an opportunity.
So you wanted 3 minutes to go through it. Those who have that, can we then quickly try that? I think one reason that it's omitted here is if, as you go through, you'll see that the issue of, say, the proposal intended to remove completely the presidential pardon from Section 84-2J. I'm sure it's something that we are saying we cannot just remove it on the basis of the fact that she gave, because unlike the sales one, this one was saying remove it completely. not arrive at the end multimately. If you have done, you can comment if you have any comment. Honorable Chair.
Thanks, Chairperson, and my apology for that. I didn't just due to traffic and the traffic. No, mine is not a comment per se, Chairperson. It's maybe a correction. On the first page, point number two. The president's power and functions, are in nature, not is, because when we talk of power and function, it's more than one. So it can be this.
Thank you. I'm sure we will, of course, continue to doing spell check and the standard way of doing, you know, this thing. There will also be a respect to the seniors to do, but we wanted to look much on the overall principle, whether we agree on principle. Finally, to then we screen down, however, we appreciate the observations. Honorable.
A power exercise, and it's the E and the R reflect on the power exercise at his discretion. So I think we should just consult on that. I just have an answer.
I think she's adding on what I'm saying to say we will still,
yeah,
you know, take it to people who understand this language. And if it was to be here, what's going to be the best person to do it? But now this one is not, I don't know it, the language before.
Honorable
Chair, just a small point. I'm not sure if I'm seeing something which is not there, but if you look at paragraph 1 of the law and 1 of self, I'm not sure if it's contradictory. The law says the president's power to pardon flows from the constitution itself and is not based on the historical influence of the prerogative of the crown. Not based. Now, Self's one said the presidential power to pardon is rooted in the historical prerogative of the crown to pardon. There's a little bit of a difference there, but I'm not sure whether the two are contradictory. Maybe we can just have a relook at the wording to make it absolutely clear what you're saying there.
Which page is this?
Yes. Our first recommendation, which talked about the of the house to pattern, look like within the similarities, let's verify. But for now, let's focus on the list, finalize it so that we move to self. That would be off, Honorable
Sorry.
Any mover, if any indication, to accept the principle? Second, thank you, Honorable Ndaka. Is there any dissenting view?
No.
If we're saying we have consulted with the CC on justice and institutional development, do we have anything in writing from them? I cannot recall. Because what is important for us is just if I look at the rules, it says, after considering the members' memorandum and the portfolio committee report, if we have such a report, I think we have done what we are supposed to do. If not, then we just need to get that at the time.
respond from the chairperson, but I would just request the secretary of the Justice Committee to put it in a formal, on a formal document, just to confirm it. But the chairperson of the Justice Committee indicated that they have nothing to add.
In one way, we do have, just it wasn't, you know, done the way it should, but is there, whether they resent or will circulate whatever we have so that you can see what we have. Any dissenting view on the principle?
No.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Can I just ask one? One question, the last, after paragraph 4, I'm just wondering whether there shouldn't be a 5 also to say that in view of the above, the proposal therefore is so and so.
Thank you. Well, can we then move to the second part? The second part is the deliberation on Honourable Fell's proposal. You would recall, Honourable Members, that last week we said we seem not to have been prepared thoroughly. I think today you are going to sound having spent sufficient time dealing with the matter. Open for debate, Honourable Andrew.
I hope I'm not sounding too much as if I know the entire issue, but I just think I don't think there's a contradiction, Mr. Pretorius, between the first paragraph of the one we've just dealt with and the other paragraph. Both, in fact, say, if you look at both say that the powers flow from the Constitution.
Sure.
The one talks about being rooted, the other one talks about base. So I'm quite happy that it actually reflects the discussion of the committee. And, Chair, that's just an observation I want to make.
Honourable Fisher.
I'm on the I just want to say that hereby seeks to propose a deal that will ensure that there is a regulation for the sense of power that wants to control the power to pass as stipulated in the section 34. As set out by myself, the key object of this proposal is to prevent any abuse of the executive power to parliament. That is the point of view in the amendment. But what we say is that the Constitution is the supreme law of the country, and the powers of parliament are ancestral powers, which the president shall use at his discretion as the head. Should any pardon be granted in unsuspect manner, that is, in such a way that the Constitution may
it's
define
what to offend that is in law about
the
sorry. Yeah, I was saying, the SEF hereby seeks to propose a bill that will ensure that there is a regulation of the president's power. The pardon, in fact, the fear that may have a supreme power, as stipulated in section 84 of the Constitution. As set out by Mr. Self, the key object of his proposed bill is to prevent any abuse of the executive power of the parliament. Now, but the Constitution is the supreme law of the country, and the powers of the parliament are unfettered powers, which the president shall use at his discretion as the head of the state. Should any pardons be granted in an unsubstract manner, that is, in such a way that the Constitution may find to be unreasonable, measures may be taken to challenge and rectify such actions, as the President is also subject to abide by the Constitution, so that nobody is above the Constitution, even the President himself. Two, perhaps what should be considered, and by the relevant portfolio committee and minister on department, or department, is that there is no streamlining of functions as per the current status quo. One may understand it to be that the minister looks up to the president, and the president too looks up to the minister, meaning that the minister is consulted and advises, but then, of course, the ultimate decision lies with the president. That's the point of view that of Putin.
Thank you, Honorable Fischer. Honorable Mdag.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, honorable members, it is important for this committee to note that no matter through which channel the applications for pardon are received, they are all received by the Justice and Constitutional Development. Therefore, Justice is the one that starts off the process, including and up to when the recommendations are made. The President will then exercise his powers when making his final decision. Number two, class, this bill could be regarded as addressing the administrative issues around pardon. But, Chairperson, I feel that there is no need for the duplication of the administrative support that is already in place currently in both the department and the ministry. Currently, there are officials who consider all the necessary administrative aspects before any pardon can be granted by the President, and that being in place, there is clearly no need for duplication by any proposed. But thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Mdag. Honorable Pretoria.
Chairman, just to make the point, we've discussed it before, that this proposal does not want to take away the President's power to pardon. It simply regulates and prescribes that certain actions must be taken by the President in coming to a decision to pardon. And I think indirectly, the Honourable FIFA commented on the fact that the Portfolio Committee must apply its mind to certain things. So my understanding of that is that he would be in favour of this going through to the next stage, where the Portfolio Committee would really interrogate this bill. We've superficially covered the substance of the bill. So our view is that we would want this bill to go further to the Portfolio Committee, where the full discussion should take place, and all role players must have their say there on the constitutionality of this thing and the merits of substance. So I hear what the colleagues are saying, but our view is that this bill, or this proposal as it stands, passes the requirements that we set for ourselves before we pass something on to the next stage. And I would propose that we consider granting this proposal the right to carry on to the next stage to the Portfolio Committee, the House ultimately to the Portfolio Committee.
Maybe just on that one, if we were to look at the rules section 2353, it only, you know, singles out referral to the Portfolio Committee based on the financial part of it. It's, you know, specifically specifies that area to say on the financial, then you can refer it to. If you go further to section 2355, it then gives us what are the, you know, the options that we're supposed to say. Either granted, not granted, granted with conditions. You know, those are the three things that we are confronted with. We don't have any other tool beyond that. I thought I should you know, assist in that regard. Honorable Kelly.
Thank you, Chief. I want to differ slightly from you with respect, Chairperson. I read 235 a little differently. It says here, committee offers such consultation is of the view that the members' proposal warrants further investigation, but that it may have financial implications for the state that may be significant enough to affect its desirability. The committee must request the seeker to refer the members' memorandum to the appropriate portfolio committee for a report. In other words, if it would have significance
for
a report on the financial implications of the proposals, yes. But then you consult the committee to say, first look at the implications, financial implications, and report back to us so that we then know when we refer it, you know, then we move on to the next one. And that's sub 5 says, subsection 5, the committee may recommend that the proposed legislation be proceeded with, and it may express itself on the desirability of the principle of the proposal. We must not, we may. Secondly, we may recommend that the Assembly approve the member's proposal in principle. We need not even do that. It is a may. And then lastly, it says, or we recommend that permission be given subject to conditions. So we may express ourselves, or we may say that we make a proposal that it be approved, but we can also just say we recommend that we look at this, provided that the following conditions are met. In other words, we're saying if the Constitution says these are the sort of the powers, yes, let's regulate, but without affecting to the extent that this, that, and the following. So I just feel we have an opportunity to say we need not even express ourselves on the desirability, but we can say we recommend that the matter be proceeded with, except if we think it will have financial implications, in which case we must say if there are financial implications, let's first get a report on the impact of the financial implications, so that we can proceed with the matter.
Thank you. More further submission? Honourable Victoria.
On the point of reference to the portfolio committee, which we are speaking about all the time, I think Ms. Kirin is quite correct. The reference at this stage, the initial stages, before we take a decision, is merely on the financial aspect of that. That we've done. Once the bill passes from here, it goes to the House. The House takes a decision. If the House approves the report, which says the committee must, the proposal must proceed, then the bill follows the normal route of a bill, so which means that it gets referred to the Portfolio Committee. So although we're saying we think it must go to the Portfolio Committee, what we're really saying is that it must go to the House for a decision. The House may turn it down, and then it stops there, and then it's the end of the story. The House may also then say yes, and then it takes the normal route of a bill.
Honourable Hansley.
I did not want to refer so much to the question of whether we've referred this to the committee or not. I think we have. I think we've more or less covered what is required in the regulations. But I thought my colleague over there made a very valuable point regarding the substance of what is before us. That, yes, there's no attempt to limit the president's power. There's simply an attempt to create some kind of administrative framework. But I thought she made a very, very valuable point in that framework already exists. And I thought that came across very clearly during our discussions on the matter, that framework, in terms of which the president exercises his power, already exists in the Justice Department. If that is indeed the case, then surely this is simply a duplication of what already exists. And so she has really got me thinking on that question. And I'm wondering if one should not, I don't know, if one should not perhaps get more additional information on that particular aspect.
Honourable Mdata, you'll follow.
Thank you, Sebastian. Consultation has been made with the Justice and Constitutional Development PC. And then, Chairperson, even if we were to refer this to the Portfolio Committee, as a committee, we need to first take a stand, which mine is that this proposal not be proceeded with. What rather should be enhanced is the oversight role that the PC on Justice and Constitutional Development plays, and this then will address among other the need for a clear pardoning process that will be principled and consistent. I must say, Chairperson, there is no need for a legislation member. Thank you.
Honorable Torres.
Thank you. I just wanted to comment on the comment by my colleague, Mr. Ainsley. He's quite correct to say that this bill or this proposal really aims to create a legislative framework in terms of which the President must act. The difference is that there might be a framework at the moment, but that framework is de facto, which I call used like that, and it's not a de jure framework. It's not a framework prescribed in law. What this attempt to do is to write into law what is required of the President when he considers parliament. And that's a big difference. Although there might be in the Department of Justice some systems going at the moment when the pardon is considered, it's not a prescribed system. It's in the discretion of the Department whether they want to do it, or in the discretion of the President whether he wants to consult. What this wants to do is to make it obligatory, put it on inviting, that the President must follow certain steps before he considers finally a pardon or not, which I think is a fair attempt.
Maybe one should just try to bring, you know, the historical background on this particular thing. I'm sure we would recall that this matter emerged immediately after the hoo-ha of Shabir possibly being, you know, pardoned by President and so on and so on. And then the historical, you know, referral of saying this particular pardoning discretion of the President was also, you know, emanated from the British monarch and other monarchs somehow. It might be correct, it might not be correct. But the fact of the matter is, as South Africans, we have been having about two constitutions, including the apartheid constitution, having this particular, you know, provision to allow the President to pardon, you know, offenders on the fair and just manner that have been, you know, conferred to the President on the discretion. But at the same time, I think we should look at the presidency that we wanted to create, to say, do we want to say all discretions allocated to the President by the Constitution should then be regulated? I guess it's something that we need to look at it and remove this, you know, personalizing kind of, you know, constitution, to say throughout the lifetime of the two sets of constitution that I don't know of, which have been, you know, providing this particular section, is there any element of wrong practice by the President that we may refer to? To date, I don't recall of any. There was no any President, including the current President, who pardoned any offenders on the basis of failure to apply his mind. Therefore, I still believe we have got no, you know, that grips to say, why are we becoming agitated to say we should remove, you know, regulate the way in which the President should be doing this. I'm afraid to say we should take, you know, decisions on constitutional issues matter based on the individual, to say, because it's Tovejanu today, let's remove this power. We don't trust him. Because it's Ainsley next week, no, let's, you know, confer the power back because we trust him. I just wanted us to look at this thing in a very open, historical, principle way, to say we should not, you know, create laws based on individuals. The laws should suit all of us. Whether it's Pretorius, whether it's FIFA, it should be the law. Yeah, Honorable, it was
with,
I'm sure.
In addition to this point, Chair, is that before a President can pardon an individual who is in prison, I think first it's proper for him to have consulted first the Minister of Foreign Affairs. Then from there, he goes to the Minister of Justice. He consults. So it means there's no unfettered powers that are given on the President. The President first consults the advisability first of doing this and this. So he moves step by step before he can do anything
And further, he will definitely have passed through, checked through the constitution, whether he is not doing anything against, that is, that will be challenged constitutional or not. He will not just take any unilateral powers or decision, whatever.
Honorable Kelly.
I just want to say I support your approach of it shouldn't, one's consideration of this issue should not be the current incumbent because it could be anybody. But I just wanted to ask, was it just coincidence that you just referred to Honorable Pretorius, Honorable Ainsley, Honorable Tobijani? What about Honorable Ndaka, the president of the country? Can I just come back to the issue? I'm just afraid, Chairperson, that we again getting into the substance of the matter and we're not applying our minds as to what is the role of the committee. I don't think we should go into the substantive issues. What exactly are the current sort of mechanisms that are used before pardon is granted, etc.? The issue at stake is, here's a proposal to say, if you look at the exclusive powers of the president, some of the others are very ordinary, calling the assembly together, appointing commissions of inquiry, etc., etc. But this is a very emotional thing. Now, all that we need to do is to say, here's a legislative proposal. It is not to amend the constitution, so it's not a significant issue. In fact, even a constitutional amendment we shouldn't stop. If it is for us to just go through it to say, are there financial implications for the state? Have we applied our minds to that? Have we received the necessary report? Yes, there will be financial implications. Nevertheless, we still refer it through because there are no other reasons that we should stop the proposal. I think we should change our mindset to say, let us allow legislative proposals to hit at least the stage of a report to the National Assembly to debate about it, and then to refer it to the committee. Once the committee says, no, we don't see the need for this, we think it's not going to wash, then we have executed our sort of role. I'm concerned, Chair, I'm really very worried. What is the relevance of this committee? What is our record? Or is it our aim to just stop all private legislative proposals? If that is the case, then I think we can just as well close down business, because then we are not fulfilling our role as a committee. So I'm very concerned about where we're going to try to block all legislative proposals. And I understand that there are sensitivities, etc., and I think we should accept that in this case we're going to have a difference of opinion. And I don't think we should be cross with each other. We must understand that some people feel... Imagine your worst, Chair. Imagine Cope has the president of the country. What would you like to see him exercising, and how would you like to see him exercise? Imagine the role where you are as president, but just the reverse. I think that is always the test for any politician to think, what do I want as a discretionary power for an office bearer, head of state? If that is the opposition, what would I want him or her to be able to do on his own? I think that is the approach in this case. But then I'm also saying, let us rather look at our role as a committee and let us see if we cannot just say, let this thing go through and let the Justice Committee deal with it.
Honorable Mdaka, Honorable Sosiwe.
As a person, I like our constitution because it guides us and it states clearly what we must do as this government of this country. We are being guided by this constitution, and also the president is responsible for the parliament. Therefore, Chairperson, if Mr. Honorable Pretorius is referring to legislation that will address the House, that is the consistent system of how pardoning process should unfold, then guidelines should be what must be put in place. These guidelines will be the vehicle to set standards to deal with pardons. Therefore, Chairperson, I strongly disagree to subjecting the President's powers to a legislation. I strongly disagree. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable Sosibo, I'm afraid we are about to take a decision. And in my observation here, it's like we are dividing ourselves on this matter. Sosibo.
I just wanted to comment on what Honorable Killian is saying, that if tomorrow we find that the cove is
a
fruit.
At
the A. Jointly. I think if it's on that case, the Constitution is covering that particular president, will support that. Because here we are talking, I've been listening, going forward, backwards, to everything that we once discussed. Truly speaking, I think we have to take a decision here. Yeah. Not to keep on up and down, going up. Let's take the decision and go forward. We can't just keep on saying, let's just refer this and look at the financial implications, all those things. No, we have to take a decision and go forward.
Can I then test the decision? What are we? Are we for or against?
Are we
still form a quorum? Don't talk about quorum.
Oh.
Talk about for or against. I thought you are coming on board. Are we
giving honorable selves to proceed, or are we not giving honorable?
We are not giving honorable selves to proceed.
Seconder to that. There you go. Any objection to that particular route? Honorable Pretorius, seconded by Killian. I was thinking of formalizing this, because it's now a division of the house. This house.
Taking the decision that we from us as we accept it, I just want to record that we are a little bit concerned about the point that Mrs. Killian raised, that we are again dwelling onto the substance part, and we should in future limit our discussion, our consideration on the technical aspects as we agreed previously in our document itself. But we accept the decision.
Okay, so we are for. We are saying we are not going to grant it. With noting this particular objection from Honorable Pretorius and Kellyan. Can I correct that? Translated what you have said?
Yes.
So thank you very much. Can we then quickly look at the minute? Is there anything that you have seen on the minute? Honorable Pretorius, I was told by Secretary that even if they cannot read, the Honorable Pretorius will help me to arrest.
Chair, again, I must comment, the quality of the minutes is excellent minutes, like previously, but I just think there are a few little small ones on page 3. About the fifth line from the top, committee to go into the substance and merits of, if they, I think the it must be a they. And similarly, same change in the... Right in the middle of the same page, contradictory in the results if they sought to achieve. That's the only comment I can make. Otherwise, it's...
Any further comment on the minutes?
What was the comment with Honorable Pretoria?
The comment.
Yeah, you want to ask correcting.
Oh, correcting.
Just two corrections. In both cases, the word it must be replaced by the word they.
Oh.
And my comment was that it's a very good set of minutes, again, like previously.
Oh, I do suppose so.
Okay.
Honorable Kellyan, move for adoption.
No, I was not
Honorable Sir Sivo, any seconder? Any objection? Nothing. Thank you very much for adopting the minutes. The fourth term committee program. I'm sure it's on. I'm sure the only amendment here is it's on the 18th November that we have tried to switch to the 18th so that we don't stay on Friday. Honorable Kellyan. Thank you very much. I think we have done very well. Thank you very much for coming and committing yourself to the work that we have been doing. We will meet again. You're very long. Not next week. Not another week. Up until possibly on the 13th of October. So I would want to take this opportunity to wish you all the best in your constituency period and partly recess if you will be. And those that they will be doing political work, they must not forget that we have got a lot of work to be done. But I think also the other thing is the backlog that is facing us. It's something that is worrying me. We should move a bit, you know, faster and make sure that we arrive at determination and take all what we have been instructed to do back to the Parliament. It should not be our problem that we are creating for Parliament. Honourable Kellyan.
Thank you, Chairperson. However, I must say I want to thank you. I think the early morning slot is a nice slot. Everybody is fresh. We are dedicated. I mean, and I think we've moved much faster than we've moved in the past. So I think it works for us. And I want to thank you for having
arranged. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned until the 13th.
Oh.
Thank you.